So we've all seen the pills and yogurts that promote themselves as probiotic supplements. But new research shows that perhaps the most probiotic aid out there is the one your grandmother promoted, the apple. And other fresh fruits and vegetables aren't far behind. Probiotics are alive bacteria that are important for gut health. Yes, the many microorganisms inside us known collectively as the microbiome. Over the past couple decades, we've come to better appreciate the need to have diverse kinds of bacteria. Don't kill them all with antibiotics. They're essential. But it can be difficult to know what kind of bacteria your gut needs or how much it needs. Probiotic supplements say they boost good bacteria, offset antibiotics, but they're not always effective. Many are barely regulated, and what's good for one person may not be good for another. Plus, it can change over the course of a life. Dr. James Hamblin writes about all of this in a recent issue of The Atlantic, where he's a staff writer. His article is "The Best Probiotics." He joins us from New York. And Jim, you're taking in all the research. You conclude there is an alternative to supplements, probiotics like yogurts and fermented foods like sauerkraut. And that is fresh produce, in particular, the apple core. Explain that.
Yeah, well, that happens to be what this latest study was done on. We've known that produce contains microbes, and we're starting to quantify that and figure out which sorts are in which kinds and how they should be consumed to ideally get the best microbes. That's far off. But an apple itself, an average apple, has about 100 million different microbes in it. So it's not a ton, you know, on the scale that we're talking about, but it's still a lot. And it's a reminder that we've had these enduring questions like, why should an apple be healthier than taking a multivitamin that has the same nutrients in it? And you realize there are all these components to it, like the fiber and the microbes, that are interacting with our gut biome and stimulating our immune system in ways that they're still mysterious to us, but they're sort of confirming the old wisdom that we knew it was healthier to eat a lot of good food. And this is a mechanism that might explain why.
Well, in part because the apple, as opposed to apple juice, you know, a processed food, has fiber. Fiber feeds microbes. And we're talking about, again, microbes inside the apple. We're not talking about, you know, a dirty apple. You know,
yeah.
It's not the skin of the apple. It's the inside. And the core in particular, and you write that you have argued in the past, and this is just such an interesting sentence I don't think I've read before. I've argued in the past, if you eat the apple from bottom to top, the core, which some people might think, ugh, I'm not going to eat that, is barely noticeable. Really, you have argued this.
I have. I don't mean to stir up your listeners because this is a pretty polarizing subject. But if you – yeah, an apple core by itself, it's not as sweet as eating the rest of the apple. But when you take the bites from the bottom, the core becomes a smaller proportion of it and it's barely noticeable. And you're getting good fiber and it minimizes a little bit of food waste. So it's kind of win-win-win.
So what are you telling your readers who asked you, hey, I want to have a lot of microbes in my gut? What's the best probiotic? Are you saying don't take the supplements, eat an apple?
I am saying to think about supplements closer to the way you might think about medication. And I say this for nutritional supplements too. There are going to be use cases for particular people who have particular dietary limitations and lifestyles and medical conditions. And that's why it's important to have a doctor who can oversee and say, you know, you are one of the people who would benefit from this. But like medicines, you know, like insulin or a high blood pressure medication, it's going to be extremely unlikely that we're just going to say, oh yeah, everyone should be taking this. Everyone is going to benefit because you know, not that it's exactly like insulin, but that is a life-saving medication for some people, which can kill someone else who takes it and shouldn't be taking it. So it's not going to be that dramatic. But anything that has a good benefit to our physiology could potentially have harms. So I would just – for what we know right now, yeah, there isn't a good case to widely recommend that people take any of these pills. And there is good reason to think that people should be getting – high-fiber diets full of fresh produce and minimizing antibiotic exposure and trying to keep the biome healthy in the ways that we've always known are good for us.
Keep your biome healthy. Eat an apple a day. Dr. James Hamblin, staff writer at The Atlantic, and we'll post his article, The Best Probiotics. It turns out it's an apple, or an apple core, to be more specific. I'm going to try that from the bottom up.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. Although, wait, you do mention, because the seeds taste so pungent, and you note that they are cyanide.
You might want to spit the seeds out. No, you know, I have consulted experts on that who say that if you were to do that every day as an adult, that should be fine. If you're eating many, many, just the core, I would spit the seeds out. But okay. No, one a day should not be a problem.
Dr. James Hamblin, thank you.
Thank you for having me.